您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
秋裤 in English is called long johns or thermal underwear. It is a style of pants you wear underneath your outdoor pants that keeps you warm. It normally is worn during cold weather. Today, Roundtable cracks the case. Let's examine the 秋裤 facts and you can come to your own decision. 秋裤 or no 秋裤。最近天气持续降温，又到了你妈妈喊你穿秋裤的季节了。长大了的我们到底穿还是不穿呢？So, okay, I'm going to put Michael to the test here、mm-hmm. and see if you understand China as well as you say you do.
Okay.
What is 秋裤?
So, 秋裤, as I understand it, are, you know, leggings or thermal underwear, as we've already said. Obviously, in the north of China, in the winter, it gets very, very cold. You know, in some parts of northeast China, maybe as low as minus 30 or minus 40 Celsius.
Yeah.
So, you know, you need a little something else to keep you warm.And for many people, these are these choku, this thermal underwear or long johns underneath your trousers, just to give you an extra layer to keep you warm.
Alrighty, and before we go to the actual discussion of this, there's an intimate question I'm going to ask the gentleman here in our studio. Are you wearing it? Luo Yu, are you wearing it?
Yes.
You are?
Because I have been coerced or forced by my aunt every morning.
They
have to wear 秋裤.
Okay.
From the Chinese traditional medical perspective, if you don't wear 秋裤, the coldness will stuck in and it will get arthritis finally.
And you'll have to write a 1,000-word essay on why you should wear 秋裤.
If that's demanded by your female family member. What about you, Michael?
Well, I'm from the UK where it does get pretty cold, but it doesn't really ever get cold enough that you need to wear thermal underwear on a regular basis. You know, it doesn't dip down to sort of minus 10, minus 20. So I don't tend to 秋裤, no.
Okay, so is the...English 秋裤 different from the Chinese ones?
Well, I mean, you talk about leggings. For many girls in the UK, it just seems to be like
that's not 秋裤. Let's not confuse the concept.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, what about long johns? You know, these...
Like thermal underwear?
Yeah.
I don't think it's particularly common, no. I mean, you could find it, but it's by no means as commonplace as it is in parts of northern China, I wouldn't think.
Alrighty, and... Okay, I guess it wouldn't make sense, and it's unfair if I don't share my situation, right? And now I'm going to move my face away from the microphone a little bit just to show the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you see this?
Oh, no 秋裤.
No 秋裤包合样.
Yeah, so bare ankles.And just proving the fact that I'm not wearing any. That is my fashion statement right there. So,
But yeah. I have a question for He Yang.
Uh-oh, again, what is it?
Okay, if I want to wear 秋裤 for my own benefit, how can I look fashionable and wearing a 秋裤 at the same time?
Isn't the whole point of underwear that nobody sees it? Or only your nearest and dearest will see it?
Yeah, well, let's not go down that path. Let's, you know, leave Luo Yu with some privacy, which is very difficult on this show, I understand. To answer your question, Luo Yu, yes, 秋裤 has been considered as the least fashionable thing. Anybody who's remotely into fashion should stay away from it. At least that's what Su Meng said. I think she's one of those fashion editors in this country.
Mm.
And that's because in the old days, when 秋裤 or long johns were really, they're like loose and thick. So when you wear it inside, your legs just look really fat.Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because they used to be really loose. But now how times have changed as it's the major demand for the Chinese population, men and women, that we want our legs to look thinner and we want to look good even during cold weather. As I don't know if you've realized that in the last few years, 秋裤 has gradually become thinner or it's been made out of higher quality wool or whatever material and it is really lean on your legs so it doesn't look as fat as in the old days.
Mm.
And it just reminds me of those good old days in middle school in China when you would often hear like a lot of static cling kind of zapping sound because everybody's wearing kyoku, and then because there's this friction with the outdoor pants, and then there's this noise sometimes during winter. It just shows that how impractical or undesirable side of things. But when it's cold, you kind of need it.
But I mean, we were talking about the fashion aspect of choku just then. And as I mentioned earlier, in the UK, we don't really tend to wear thermal underwear on a regular basis. But what is very popular is leggings among the female population in the UK and in other countries. And, you know, it's simply just like, you know, wearing a thick pair of tights or something. Mm-hmm. You know, you could, you know, wear it under a skirt or whatever. And in some cases, some girls just like to wear just leggings, and that's considered absolutely fine. And actually, there's a variation on this that I noticed in the last few years, which I believe are called jeggings, and it's a portmanteau of jeans and leggings. So it's these leggings, but they're made to look like jeans, like they're made out of denim, and these are very popular as well for some obscure reason.
Somebody has done their fashion research for the show today. Mm. Well done, that's impressive, and yeah, that is strangely one of the variations of kyoku that Chinese people tend to claim authorization of, I think, and leggings. Yeah, it's pretty useful when it comes to winter time, and there are some pretty thick leggings that are perfect substitutes, and you don't need to wear outdoor pants on top of it.
So with leggings and jeggings, you can directly go outdoors, but with kyoku, you cannot just put on your kyoku and go outside. That's the difference, right?
Well, I think you could, but you probably wouldn't want to if it's that cold.
And if Lu Yu, you know what? The advice I'm going to give to you is you wear that kyoku tomorrow, next Monday, into the office, and we'll see how it goes. It will be the latest fashion experiment, and the reason why kyoku is so prevalent in China is because it's cold, and often indoors is cold, too. Some places in China don't have heating, but...
But do you believe that kyoku can, to some extent, prevent us from getting those arthritis?
I thought medical journals say that arthritis is not created because you are cold outside, but it can be exacerbated if it's cold when you're outside. So maybe it's a bit of a myth that not wearing kyoku will cause arthritis.